It's her first shift, and she'll be working C shift for us as a medic firefighter as well. So that's exciting. She's one of the two new ones from there. Again, we've added eight in 2015, and we have two new ones coming on this year in 2016 already, just to help us fill those three full-time slots every day for a total of nine people. If you turn over to the second page, we also added three new EMTs. J.C. Holiday was one of them as well, coming in 2015. We had two additional new ones starting here in January that we'll be adding to our schedule as well. And some of the cost savings we've been able to implement, we were doing a lot of things for a lot of people, and unfortunately, we couldn't put those people together, so it allowed us to train over and over and over and over again, but we weren't seeing the efficiencies of that. So now we're merging up those efficiencies with talent pools that come through. I'll use JC for an example, since he's out front. If JC's not here, he's not at Casa Grande Fire, he's at Cabot training, he's at CAC training, he's at other places training the new firefighters of tomorrow. We're able to utilize that training when he comes here and really delve into everything he has, and that's really, really important. Captain Lopez, that's our captain of facilities and equipment, 30 plus years at Casa Grande Fire, retired eloquently for that position, went home and found out he wanted to keep working, and he's an asset here. Many times people come in and say, this is broken. When Captain Lopez comes in, he's like, okay, this isn't working, and this is how we're going to fix it. And that's a very different skill set when you look at that. We've saved a lot of money through Captain Lopez to fix that stuff for us, and we've got a good program around our facilities and equipment to move forward that makes our stuff. We have first-class equipment. Now we know it's functioning well, and it's going to continue to function well, which is going to save us budget dollars going forward because he's able to do a lot of that stuff in-house for us as well. Same thing on the EMS side, you know, Captain Ethington, we're going to bring a paramedic program training in-house. I mean, that's about a year-long program. We're going to invest about $10,000 in all our students. Captain Ethington was one of the first ones that went through our program in a buyback. So we invest $10,000 in you to go to paramedic school. If you stay with us for 5 years, you get that training for free at 100%. You leave in 4 years, you owe us 20%, 3 years, 40, 40 or 60. If you go day one, you owe us 100%. So we're cognizant of each and every dollar we get in, but this builds in that efficiency as we're going forward to continue paramedics going through the process. So we're going to roll seven people through a hybrid training program here for paramedics that we hope stay with us, but if they don't, they'll be in our community and continue to work with us part-time as we move forward from there. And again, those are part of those cost savings trainings opportunities that we're looking at as we're going forward. Captain Hemmings talked about it as well. We've combined Captain Hemmings with the training from Cabot, from Andrew Hensley, who came to us as a firefighter paramedic. John Ewing, that you saw again. John was one of the finalists for this position as well. So I greatly appreciate him coming here. I think out of the five of us, he was one of the five. I think he's hiding in the back.
Hiding in the back.
So again, a multitude experience that's coming to Cabot that we have a realm to tap into. What was it, John, 31 years in Michigan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, they were Michigan years, so we have to defend that a little bit. No, being from Chicago, we razz each other a lot. But he's a good guy. Good guy that's giving back to the community. Again, John could be doing a lot of other things right now, sitting on a boat on the lake, having a lot of fun. He's decided to give back to the community, work with the new millennials, to train, and just show them what he's done for many, many years. And we're losing that in the fire service, and people are stepping away. So kudos to John for that, and Cabot, and the same thing with Andrew as well. I'm hoping one day I get an application from John, but I think he likes his boat way too much to come to work. But thankful for that as well. So the rest, you know, facilities and equipment, I could spend the next 4 hours talking about that. I know I have less than 9 minutes, so I'll go through that. But again, Captain Lopez, good. One thing I would like to say is 22, one of the things that really had fallen out of disrepair was our original first out engine, which was our 1942 engine. And I went to Dean one day and I said, hey, let me buy you lunch. It was probably the most expensive lunch he's ever had in his life. I said, by the way, as one of the old guard, I'm looking to build an auxiliary to get you back. And how would you like to help me start repairing the engine? It literally needed everything in there as well. And Dean and his grandson have done a tremendous job getting that engine back to the point where we're hoping knock on wood maybe, that it can lead Arizona City Days, which I'm telling you, it's been resurrected from the dust. It was out there to be left out, and it's only from Dean and his grandson's hard work and effort that we're able to get that done. So it's pretty cool.
The turnover and the siren to blow.
I told him if I got to put it on a trailer and tow him, he's going to be in front of the parade. So, but we're getting really close on that. It's been a huge job. There's no pay behind that. There's no grace behind that. Dean's been gotten squirted when we're training and everything else, and him and his grandson have continued to do a tremendous job at that. Dean's taking money out of his own pocket. He's going to paint it for us for just buying the supplies. So again, this is much bigger than just the chief. It's the whole department. It's the whole community in many ways, and that's what's really exciting about it. So mutual aid is another one. 29 and 30. We really were a department in the past that just requested mutual aid. To my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, we really have never given mutual aid on any consistent basis. We just didn't have enough manpower. We had two people, so you couldn't strip yourself. Now with four people, a working chief, a rider coming in, if one of our communities that has always been there for us as we've gone forward needs help, now we have some reciprocity that we can actually provide some equipment and, more importantly, some manpower to them to be successful as well. And that really didn't exist before 2015. It couldn't have existed with just two people in the district as well. And that's what's important. And Dean shared many times, too, being one of the original members, that you know, there was a time when we missed a lot of calls. With two people, pay-down calls, middle of the week, tough to get people in, it was tough to do. We now have the capabilities, as we've done here several times, time and time again, to get to three and four calls consistently within our 90% fractile response time and deliver quality service. And that's a testament to everybody that's out here as well, and the work and the diligence they put in. Computer systems, we've implemented, we've gone, I'll say in the new millennium, we did a lot of paper trails before that. You know, we grinded through lists. Captain Ethington worked numerous hours with the board and the staff and Pepper as the business manager to try to get a schedule out, and we really never knew who was going to show up. Now we have a computer-generated schedule that works for statistical analysis. It works for sustainability. It puts a paramedic, a shift lead, an EMT together. It's called Adultech, and we implemented that last year. And now the communities around us are going to that same software. That was a cross-functional work team that did that. That was part of Captain Ethington, EMS coordinator Middleton, and myself to go through that with many others to bring that in. So Adultech was new for us last year. We had Target Solutions that allowed us to do our ISO compliant, NFPA compliant, and OSHA compliant trainings out consistently, that we could deliver those if we ever needed to show those as well. So now we do that every day. We get on at least twice a day, every day you're here, and that's something that wasn't happening in the past as well. We have super users. Joelle, that spoke earlier, is one of our super users that allows us to take that training from people coming in off shift that are receiving training pay to come in and do it on shift. But we got to coordinate that with the days they work, and Joel works with us diligently to be our super user to put that in-house as well. And I know I'm running out of time, so procedures and SOPs, that's something, again, I could spend hours on. We lacked a lot of our consistent standard operating procedures, our training policy, maintenance of facility equipment procedures, and we saw that. We had things that were out of compliance when I came in that we had to put an execution plan on, and then more importantly, an SOP after that to ensure we continue to meet that as we went forward. Community service at the bottom of that page, you know, the flying Santa, the fall fling, adopt-a-families, the trunk or treats, you know, the community freedom family days at Pastor Tim's church, you know, those are just a few of what we're trying to do. The exciting thing this year was we were able to get a 501c3 to 509a2 for the association. The association had struggled for many, many years, if not decades, to try to get those. And we were able to get those punched out in about 2.5 weeks once we put our mind to it. From that, we were able to bring in, what was our total for our Christmas? About $8,000 community to come in. And these were corporate dollars and personal dollars and checks from our community of going out and helping people smoke detectors. That $8,000 bought a pair of shoes, a pair of pants, a light shirt, a jacket, a small toy. With 48 children, we had gifts for 15 seniors. We touched 10 families, and on Christmas Day, we delivered meals for 25 families that were 65 and above. So that's pretty outstanding from there. And again, that was the association's hard work to go through there as well. We participated in the first ever Casa Grande Electric Light Parade, first for us. It's been going for Captain Lopez 20-something years?
20 years.
20-plus years on that. We were able to participate in that for the very first time. Captain Lopez led the crew in a job, and we actually won our public service category from there, so that was exciting as well. So we were able to actually go out and participate in that parade. We won it. We also participated in the Eloy Electric Light Parade as well. So it was another opportunity for the community to get in. And it was amazing as we rolled through Casa Grande, how many people were like, yes, Arizona City, finally. How many times did you hear that, Captain? Yeah. My wife was out in front too.
Yeah, and you guys got to be the last one before Santa.
We were right before Santa.
That was kind of cool, too.
Great. Yeah. So, Santa was spot number 100, we had 99. Yeah. So it was pretty awesome. But again, I think, you know, it's just something else we're giving back to the community as well. Make Kids Smile up front here. They've done a tremendous stuff for us, Jim and Loretta. Oh my gosh, the Minion, Mickey Mouse, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Help me out here.
Yogi
Bear. We're going to partner with them for Sparky the Fire Dog. Their group, I could spend hours on two of what they do, but they partnered with us to be successful, to have an event there and a person there to help us out for the kids. It's been awesome. Mr. and Mrs. Claus, we saw 300-plus kids sat on his lap. Bags of the candy, they gave their personal money to buy toys for the groups as well to move in. So pretty exciting stuff from there as well. So we've done a lot around that element. Partnered with them, we're going to partner with them from Sparky as well. So not only can they have that event for us, but when they do all their other events, they can participate as well in that event. And we're kind of that partnership to go through and been very, very successful. We've had people that actually helped us on our entertainment for our spaghetti dinners, which we had a great amount of pleasure from our people who attended. Principal Rogers and her band played for us. I see Cece's wife back there. I don't think Cece's with us, is he, tonight?
He's working right now.
Working for him. Doesn't surprise you. Cece and his wife were new to the community. I ran into my wife at the post office. Conversation said, can I play? And they came out and played, did a great job. Our participants loved the fact that they could dance. We have my shameless plug here, Sweetheart Spaghetti Dinner here on the 13th. So make sure you come out and support that. It's a flower, chocolate and a great spaghetti dinner from that process as well for a very, very low $10, which is important for us. Now that $10 minus supplies goes right back into the community. And the important thing also from the 50982 and the 501c3 is we put on the fireworks here in town. Captain Lopez leads that group for us. He's done it all the years that we've had that event here for Arizona. In the past, we spent $8,000 to buy that fireworks. So we struggled all year long to get that $8,000 to just sneak our check in at the last minute and buy the fireworks. And we fought with raffle tickets and tried to process the amount of that money to come in. And we struggled until Christmas again to have enough money to buy for five or six kids, with the money that we had, and then partnered with all our other groups to be successful from there. Getting our 501c3 or 50982, that same amount of fireworks for $8,000 is now $4,000. So that's $4,000 we can reinvest into the community back again. So we get a lot of questions going, well, hey, why don't you double the fireworks then? Still spending grand. We'll be somewhere near that, but again, it's part of that process, we'll budget as well. Again, but the fireworks, we don't charge anything for. We pass a booth. We sell brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, sodas, raffle tickets. So we struggle to continue to go in and try to get that money back as well. And I know I'm 2 minutes over.
It's okay.
So, the fire prevention program, Principal Rogers covered that quite a bit. So 61 through 70 really leads to some of the community events we have and our partnerships with the school to be successful from there. Thank you.
With that, we will adjourn this special meeting. And we'll give maybe a five-minute break or something for people. If they don't want to stick around for the regular board meeting, they can exit, and plus us board members may need to you have a little break.
Yeah.
So at 6:02, we will adjourn this meeting. Call this meeting to order.
Thank you.
Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I just saw that.